This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. And Noah Willingham sitting in for the fellas. They're back with you tomorrow out on location at the Purple Heart Open, one of our favorite events here annually here at the Fan. So super excited for the fellas to get to participate in that. We open up the show talking about the West Coast Nats, as I'm calling them now, man. They take a trip away from home, spend a couple of days sleeping in somebody else's bed, and all of a sudden, the Nats bats are in fuego. Joining us right now via the Rude Gas Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is our guy Bobby Blanco of Masson.com. You give him a follow on the X app at Bobby_Blanco. Bobby, what's going on, buddy? Is your body clock doing all right?
My body clock has been messed up since my son was born in December, but I'm well suited for a West Coast game. So, yeah, man, we're hanging in there, hanging up late. I'm glad they're coming home, so we can kind of get back to a normal schedule somewhat this week with the Cubs and Rangers in town. But, hey, that was a fun West Coast trip, huh?
I was about to say, man, yeah, look, I was saying at the start of the show Saturday night, look, I normally don't watch, you know, Nats games in their entirety, and it's hard sometimes to catch it right off the rip, but I was lucky Saturday. Got off here on the Fan, was able to go home, chill for a little bit, and then watching the late night Nats. I mean, that first inning on Saturday, literally historic. First 11 batters reaching base as they scored 9 runs before Arizona got an out. Have you ever witnessed anything like that before?
No. I mean, you know, it's rare enough to see a team bat around in any inning. You know, that happens every once in a while, but that's still pretty rare. And then to not only start a game like that, that's even rarer, and then to not also record an out in the process,
right?
And that, like you said, historic, like that never happens. And you know, that was kind of just like the epitome of how they were swinging the bat this week or this past week. You know, I know that they were held to one run yesterday against Corbin Burns, even though they knocked him out a little earlier due to injury, but they ended up out hitting the D-backs, which is kind of a frustrating way to lose that game. They could have swept them. When one for eight with runners in scoring position, with 8 runners on base. But, you know, you look at the 4 wins that they had in Seattle and Arizona, they scored 9 or more runs in all of them. And then, yeah, that first inning on Saturday was just unbelievable. So, you know, I think the Nats have been kind of waiting for this kind of offensive production to see if they can keep it up. I mean, obviously you're not expecting to score 9-plus runs right every single night. But, I mean, just get some more consistency, because I feel like the starting pitching – has done a pretty decent job of keeping them in the game. The bullpen has been way more improved since the start of the season. So if this offense can be somewhat consistent like this, again, not scoring 9 runs a game, but, you know, 4 to 5, I think that's enough to, you know, to keep this team in the game and win some more games as we get closer to the All-Star break.
So you mentioned the bullpen, right? And that's a group, obviously, that's been heavily scrutinized since the start of the year. The irony of the Ken Rosenthal piece, I think, is kind of interesting now that we sit here talking about the inability of this organization to draft, develop, and retain talent. Speaking of the bullpen, man, Cole Henry has been a big ball of excellence. What have you seen from him this season, and how much of a surprise is it that he's come in here and been, I don't want to overstate it, Bobby, but been simply flawless every time he gets the ball?
I mean, he has pretty much been flawless. He's only given up an earned run in one of his 18 outings. And that one outing was kind of like in like cleanup mode during that like 19-5 blowout loss to the Mets. So, you know, that was just kind of a day where they like, hey, we need someone to just kind of eat this. And Cole Hendry was the chosen guy. You know, the rookie gets the bad luck of the draw there. But otherwise, yeah, like you said, he has been lights out. I mean, two shutout innings the other night to close out that game on Saturday after they jumped out to an early lead and Arizona made it close in the later half of the game. He's been great. I mean, this is a kid, for those who don't know, I mean, he's a former second round pick back in 2020. Was always a starting pitcher and had a lot of injuries coming into start his career. Most notably thoracic outlet syndrome surgery, which we know, pretty much ended the career of Steven Strasburg and other pitchers. Like a lot of pitchers don't come back from that. And the thing about with Hendry was that the only positive from that was that it occurred early in his career. He was still young enough where, okay, you have time to kind of build back up and try to make something of your career after this injury, you know, with Stras happening after he turns 30 and other pitchers, like it's just too little too late, unfortunately. But when it happens younger, there's a better chance that you can come back from it. It's still very hard. And he did it. And, you know, he was slowly ramping up over the past couple of years, pitching in minor league games, had not made his major league debut yet. And this spring, they decided to try to make him to a full-time reliever along with Jackson Rutledge. And, yeah, he's been lights out. He's been great. He's always had great stuff. It was always a matter of the injuries and to see if he could develop into a starter to go deeper into games. But, you know, I think they've been able to kind of put all of his strengths into short spurts because he is pitching one inning at a time. He can go two or three if he absolutely need to, but he's getting more high-leverage situations right now, which has been great, and he's taken that and ran with it. And I think this is a great story for him, obviously, personally, but for the Nationals as well, because like you mentioned, their struggles in the draft in recent years. I mean, to get anything out of him, Jackson Rutledge, who's a former first-round pick, like, you know, that you need to get some kind of major league production out of these high draft picks. And, you know, not every starter wants to go into the reliever role because, you know, starter gets kind of all the glory when it comes to pitching. But, you know, he's really embraced it. I talked to him a while ago. He, like, mentioned that, like, you know, all this group of young Nationals relievers, like three of them, him, Jackson, and Brad Lord, are starters turn relievers. And he kind of, like, you know, we're like the O-lineman of baseball. Like, we get none of the – glory, you know, it's like you're only getting noticed if you do something really good or really bad. So he's doing really good right now, so that's a really good sign.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent way to put it, calling themselves offensive linemen. I think not a lot of glory, not the sexiest position in the world, but as we've seen this year with the Nats, I mean, pivotal when you're talking about, you know, a win-loss record. Joined right now by Bobby Blanco of Masson.com. Give him a follow on the X app at Bobby_Blanco. Bobby, Masson threw up a pretty interesting graphic over the weekend on Saturday during the broadcast, kind of highlighting just how good Papa James – first of all, I'm now calling him Papa James, by the way, and I think the whole DMV needs to get on board with that as well. As you all don't know, anytime James Wood hits a homer, you get 50% off your online order at Papa John's the following day with the promo code JW50. With that being said, Papa James – there was a graphic that was thrown up Saturday on the Masson broadcast comparing his first 136 games to two other big-time hitters that have come through this organization, talking about Juan Soto and Bryce Harper. Obviously, very early, he's got to have sustained success. But what you've seen from him thus far, does it surprise you still on a day-to-day basis how effortless he swings the baseball? And then I know Saturday there's a lot of talk about, you know, well, is he DHing too much? He makes a ridiculous throw to home plate to throw a guy out, so you're seeing the defensive chops as well. Is there anything, Bobby, that James Wood can't do, and what type of star do you think he's going to ultimately turn into here?
Well, my biggest question over this past week with James is, you know, on the West Coast, what happens if he hits a home run after midnight Eastern time? Do we get the piece the following day? Is it that day? Like, I need to read the fine print on that promo. Nothing's really surprised me. I think, you know, following him since the trade up the minor league system, getting to know him, I mean, like, talking to people around the organization and the industry, everyone's kind of knew that this guy was different. He was built different. He has that superstar capability. You know, in that trade, you're talking about him and Robert Hassel. You know, Hassel was maybe was the higher rated prospect at the time because he was, I think, already at double A or just about to reach double A in the Padre system. And he was kind of more of like sure thing. Like, you know, he's at least going to be a solid major leaguer. James Wood, though, was the guy that was going to be like, hey, you could have a superstar on your hand right here if everything goes right. And yeah, that graphic was super interesting. And I think it's cool because, you know, it is hard to compare him with Juan and Bryce, just because Juan and Bryce, you know, they've won MVPs, they've won Silver Sluggers, Juan's won a World Series, you know, they've just been around longer and have more experience. But, you know, you're comparing them to, you know, their first, what was it, 150-something games,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is
games,
in the majors.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then, like, so that's a small sample size, but, like, something that they all had to go through. And, you know, Bryce Harper being the number one overall pick, and Juan Soto being this, you know, diamond in the rough superstar talent that the Nationals found in the Dominican, you know. And then now here comes James Wood, who they acquired, ironically, for Juan Soto. And, you know, he's putting up similar, if not better, numbers than they did and when they were in his shoes. So, you know, it's super interesting to follow. I mean, I unfortunately for James, you know, I think that comparison is always going to follow him,
yeah.
Especially as his superstardom grows, right? Like, you're always going to try to compare him to Juan, compare him to a young Bryce, whatever he does, just because that kind of comes with the territory of being this young, unbelievable talent. But I think he handles it very well. Nothing really surprising with him. I think, like you mentioned, the defensive play, that was maybe a huge question mark coming, if there is such thing as a huge question mark
right.
with him. But one of the bigger question marks was, you know, how will he hand up defensively? He's super athletic and everything, but we saw him struggle a little bit in left field at the end of last year. Trying to adjust at the major league level is difficult. And I think he's done really, really well so far this year. I mean, the athleticism right there and his height.
Right.
I think I've already seen him at least twice rob home runs just by standing at the wall and reaching up. Like, he doesn't even have to jump, like, which is ridiculous. The defense was the maybe one area of concern or question coming into this year, but I think he's answering it really well. And, you know, the DHing part, I get people are kind of frustrated with it, but, you know, you're looking for this guy to play 150 games in a season
right.
and not wear him down too early. Keep in mind, he also was only a couple months removed from a hamstring or groin injury, I think it was, in spring training. So, you know, I think the more he can get off his feet, the better. But, yeah, I mean, his defensive value is only going up out there and left.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
100%, man. It's been fun to watch. Speaking of the outfield, I mean, if Robert Hassel continues to hit the ball the way he is, and then Dalen Lyle continues to show promise at the plate, I know he's hadn't hit it extremely well in terms of reaching base, but contact's there. He's having long at-bats. What happens when Dylan Cruz and Jacob Young get healthy? What is the dilemma that Davey Martinez and company are going to be facing here?
Oh, that's a great question, and it's a good problem to have for sure. I think that whenever Dylan is ready, and it's tough to know when that will be. Obliques are tricky. But whenever he is ready and coming back, I think his job is secured. I mean, he's such an important part of this team's future and this team's season this year. Like, you need him playing every day if he's available. no matter what, alongside James, alongside CJ, K-Bear, Louis, whoever else. So I think whenever Dylan's ready, he'll be back in there, and that his job's not really up for question. The only question would be Jacob Young, and it seems like Jacob's closer to returning than Dylan is. So I think we'll find out tomorrow whether or not Jacob Young is about to start a rehab assignment. That'll probably be pretty short, I would imagine, especially if it goes well. So you could see him back in the majors maybe by this weekend. But when that comes out, who goes back down to AAA? I think you're going to see Dalen Lyle go back down to AAA just because he's still he's doing well. Like you mentioned, he's doing everything you could have asked for in terms of, he needed to come up to replace an injured player before he was fully ready. But the bat isn't quite there yet. He's had some moments, but it's not very consistent. I mean, the defense has been great. The base running and speed are obviously there, but this is a guy that only played 18 AAA games before getting to the major. So I think he could use a little more seasoning down at AAA, which is not a bad thing. That's not a dig at him. That's just the way it goes. And Robert's been playing well enough where I think he can make the case interesting for whenever Dylan's ready.
Yeah.
If Jacob Young isn't performing offensively. We saw him struggle at the beginning of the year offensively. And we know the defense is great, but he hasn't really been able to produce much at the bottom of the lineup. And if Robert can provide pretty much the same level of defense while adding more pop to this lineup, that might be a tough call for Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez to option him down to AAA and keep Jacob Young up here just to, and not really progress so much offensively. So I would be looking to see, Jacob Young, yes, you want him back healthy, but he also might be trying to fight for his spot against Robert because Robert's playing very well.
So this is the elephant in the room, Bobby, and I'm gonna speak on something that maybe people are timid and shy about. If it gets to a point where James Wood is not one of your three best outfield defenders, what is the issue with DHing him? And I understand the timing of this conversation is kind of ironic because Josh Bell has all of a sudden woke up from the dead. But what is the big hubbub about DHing him? Would it be considered a slight?
Yeah, I think it could be. I mean, you don't want to rub him the wrong way.
But if he's not one of your best, Bobby, what message are you sending to the rest of your clubhouse if you're putting three guys in the outfield that aren't the best at their job?
But we also just said, he's getting better. I agree. Like, it's, if all cards on the table, and you don't have names attached to them,
right,
you're probably picking Dylan, Lyle, Hassel, Young as better, maybe even Alex Call as better defenders than James Wood.
Yeah.
I think you can make the argument that, yeah, sure, he should DH more than he playing the outfield because the other guys are better defensively, but he is improving. And I don't know, he's still, 22, 23 years old?
For
and
sure.
He's not losing games for you out there. Like, it's not, that bad when it is bad. Like, it's still just, a little, not as good as the other guys. And those guys are elite defensively, so there's no shame in that. I think he has the capability of playing at a high level defensively out there. He's still kind of adjusting. We're seeing the improvement. I know it is an interesting question, though, when you do get everyone back healthy and do you DH him more? I've heard people mention, do you move him to first base, which I think we're so far away from that. Like, he is not there yet.
Yeah.
But, it is an interesting question. I just don't think you're going to – because he is capable of doing it. I don't think you're going to go to him and be like, hey, we don't think you're good enough out there, so we're just going to DH you every single day. And you also don't want him getting rusty because, injuries happen.
Right.
He's going to have to play the outfield at times, and you don't want him, losing that step, especially when he is – getting better the more he's playing out there, and then all of a sudden cut him off. I think that'll set him back a little bit. You don't want to do that either.
For sure. Definitely showed over the weekend, Bobby. More than capable of making big-time defensive plays from the outfield. Bobby, we appreciate you giving us some time as always, my man. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. That is Nats Insider for MassinSports.com, Bobby Blanco. Give him a follow on the X app at Bobby_Blanco. A lot to get to as we move into the 11 o'clock hour. Coming up at 11, who will be more favorably viewed in their sport over the next 5 years? Jaden Daniels or James Wood, who we're just talking about? Wood off to a historic start, a crazy start at just 22 years of age. We obviously saw what Jaden did during his rookie season for the Commanders. When we come back, though, a big Caps PR blunder that happened late last week, we found out on Friday, probably wasn't a mistake. We'll give you the details on that next. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.